Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we've been being hosted all week long at the Social Scene. If you want to know what's going on today in today's new type of app for your social life, take a look at socialscene.me. Again, my co-host for this segment, David Soper. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing, Jeffrey?
Good, thank you. Busy summer?
It's been a busy summer and an exciting one at that.
Okay, I would tell our listeners they can't see you got a boot on your foot.
Yeah, well, that's
wife been kicking you around again?
Another couple weeks. Rock climbing, you know, these things happen.
All right, well, our next guest, I don't know your wife, so I can't say that's true, is Mary Murphy, managing partner of Jay Hilburn, correct?
Correct.
Great. Why don't you tell us about Jay Hilburn?
Sure. So Jay Hilburn is a company that's based in Dallas. I'm a consultant for them, and basically, in three words, we dress men. We actually go to our clients, we take measurements and get them into a custom fit without a custom price tag. So we understand that most guys hate to shop, have no time to shop, could use a little help, and so we essentially get them a better fit, but we don't have storefronts, so it kind of takes the pricing paradigm out of the mix, and people automatically assume custom will be expensive. When you don't have that heat, rent, and overhead, the pricing structure comes way down.
So how many years have you been a clothing consultant? What's the phrase?
Yes,
image consultant,
personal stylist.
Stylist.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've been 4.5 years.
And how'd you get into it? How'd you get started?
So I kind of fell into it sideways. I'm actually been an entrepreneur my whole life. I had another business that was called Hooray for Books. It was kids cooking and reading classes. And our town, part of that business was the other half of the kindergarten day. Kids came to me before or after school. And our town moved to full day kindergarten, and it kind of wiped out half my business. And I was looking for a way to replace that business. Someone mentioned, I wish there was another stylist in our town. And I kind of looked sideways and thought, really? There's that much of a call for custom men's dress shirts in Metro West Boston? But it was enough for me to go on the website and check. And the more I read, it just made sense that, again, you know, men typically are wearing ill-fitting clothes accidentally because they just don't have great options. And I knew how my husband and I shopped, you know, go to the mall. He was on one side of the store, get out as fast as you can, find three shirts that fit me, and I'll get a suit and let's go. So that's kind of how it began, really accidentally, because...
Take us through the process on right. How somebody would, contact you, and what would a fitting be like, and what type of questions. Most guys are kind of intimidated, don't understand fabric, don't understand that this is really an image about their image, about their overall look and appeal.
Pick on David. Use him as an example.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
We never like to pick on any of our clients. So typically, at this point in the business, a lot of my new business is coming from referrals from happy clients. And I always say that guys don't know what they don't know. And so for me, a lot of this is an educational component to it. I always say that it's 15 painless measurements. There's nothing kind of awkward and uncomfortable. A lot of guys have been measured at some point in their life by a tailor in a shop, but
it's actually kind of fun.
It can be. I kind of guide them through each of the different different measurements, and then we actually come with fabric books, kind of lookbooks, pictures, so that I usually ask my clients to wear something to the appointment that they're happy or as close to happy with the fit and feel. So it gives me an automatic look of, okay, this guy is pretty classic. This guy's, you know, maybe younger and looking for a more, European look.
Again, like me and you.
Yeah.
You're kind of older and classic, and I'm kind of more European than you, even though I'm wearing Tommy Bahama today.
Okay, I'm not touching that one.
Oops. So, we don't know what we don't know. You said that already.
That is true.
Tell us a little bit about what it is that your company offers and what differentiates you as far as fabric selection, some of the cool features that you might get versus a Tommy Bahama or versus even a Robert Graham or some of the other names out there.
Yep, sure. So I think, you know, the biggest difference that we offer is fit. You poor guys, when you walk into a store, you're basically buying a shirt based on one, maybe two measurements, a neck size that's probably not accurate, and a sleeve length. And the sleeve length is...
I hate dress shirts.
Mm. Well, you wouldn't anymore through our company, because actually you get to design them from A to Z.
I always tell clients all they're doing is choking you.
Yes. Well, that's, again...
A lot of guys, they're either wearing their shirts too tight because they've mm-hmm. gained a little weight over the years, or they're wearing them way too loose of their dress shirts, or they've got their tie on wrong, too. It always...
It's a multi-tiered issue. But again, you know, from a perspective of the stores, they don't want to carry odd sizing on suits.
Right.
They don't want to stack that inventory.
Can't afford it.
So we do carry it. Sleeve length, you know, so many different things are unique to the gentleman. I always say, you know, the number of guys that fit the average mold that the stores put out there is so few and far between, but it's kind of all you've known. So we actually take you through the process. We go through the measurements. We go through selection of fabrics and what, you know, style you're looking to achieve. I always say the way you dressed yesterday doesn't have to be the way you dress tomorrow. And the other thing I like to say is, you know, it's always better to be looked over than overlooked.
Ooh, that's very good. You put that on your business cards.
I should.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, we talked about
do you
that.
Work, do people come to you? Do you go to their homes? Do you go to their offices? Is it sort of virtual?
Great question. We are virtual. Again, we realize that most guys are busy. They just don't have time. And that's one of the best parts of the service with our company. So we actually go to you where it makes sense for you to meet. So I meet a lot of my clients at work. Some guys prefer to meet at home and, you know, kind of have me help through their closet and, you know, inventory what needs to go. But it is based on, we don't have physical stores. So it is based on, you know, meeting on your terms, so to speak.
Let me bring up another thing. I'm just wondering if you do this as well, because I think a lot of men I know need that, certain people I know. It's not just buying the right clothes. It's knowing how to wear them.
Yes.
It's also an issue, because I know people who, you know, somebody came up to me just this week and said, don't you like the way I look today? And I went, yeah, but I don't know why you tucked your pants into your socks. And that didn't that happen? Some guys just don't know how to put it on, even though they're buying the right thing. Do you have to help them with that, too?
Yes, I do, in a gentle manner. But that's, again, you know, one of the parts of the business that I really enjoy. I enjoy that educational component to it. You know, kind of seeing the before and after pictures. For me, my clients will probably say that they have less in their closet after working with me for a couple years, but they wear everything in their closet. And they're standing a little bit taller. They're going into meetings more confident. For the first time, I had a client who was about 60, and he said to me,
young guy.
Yes, exactly. He said, Mary, I've been dressing for work my entire life, and for the first time, I am getting compliments on what I'm wearing.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, it really does make a difference. I think I have a client range from, you know, 20 years old up to 65 plus. You asked about, you know, different products and things that we carry. We actually have the gamut from ready-to-wear, you know, golf shorts, polos, that type of thing, shoes, all the way up to suits, custom shirts, tuxedos. So no guy can really look at me and say, I don't wear that.
And where's
stuff.
Your inventory coming from? Is the business manufacturing it themselves? Are they subcontracting it? Where are they getting all this inventory?
Great question. So everything is handmade to the gentleman's specifications as far as the shirts and suits. So it's all Italian fabrics. The suits are produced in Italy and Portugal, and the shirts are produced in Italy and Hong Kong, and then shipped back to our facility in Dallas, and then shipped to us stylists. We go back, we hand press, and then hand deliver the products so that we can have our clients try them on in front of us, kind of talk through.
No retail storefront, are you?
No.
I would assume that makes you price competitive as well.
Yes, it does, because we eliminate all
that.
Am I
on a roll with good questions?
And I didn't even feed them to you. Yes, exactly. That's one of the things that, you know, I find that in general, men are more conscious of their time and the value of their time than the price tag on an item. I think women would tend to go to five stores to find that one bargain and tell all their friends about the bargain and negate the fact that they spent 5 hours going to five stores. You guys don't operate that way. You see the value of, she saved me a trip, she got me a way better fit, I'm getting compliments on what I'm wearing, I love it, I'm good. Then, you know, kind of cost comparison. But yes, we are.
You know, one of the positive things, when I first met Mary, I started to think about radio entrepreneurs and what a great guest she would be for guys with image and startups and being in the business arena and just kind of missing that one last
young component. Professionals. Right. Very good. I would agree with you. But you said you were an entrepreneur prior to doing this, so it's in your blood. You want to give us, before we get off, a little bit of, you know, your evolution as an entrepreneur?
Sure. You know, kind of my parents would probably say I was an entrepreneur starting at age 12. I was the first one with a plate of cookies at your door when you moved into my neighborhood to be your new babysitter. So sales was kind of always in my blood. In high school, I had my own cake decorating business that people couldn't just order a cake. They had to actually give me an idea exactly what they wanted. So kind of creative minded that way. And I actually went to Boston College, graduated with a degree in early childhood, and did teach kindergarten in the Newton Public Schools for many years. But then, having my own kids, decided to venture off, and that's when I started my other business, Hooray for Books, that I ran for 12 years. That was kids. I said I taught kids to read with a side of cooking. So I ran that for 13 years until, sadly, a fire burned it down. But again, you know, I've compared a lot of different business models, and to me, I think a lot of times people feel that being an entrepreneur, they have to come up with every single idea. They have to create the website. They have to create the product. And actually, there are a lot of business models out there that you can become an entrepreneur to someone else's great idea, but it's still your own business. And with five kids and a busy husband and life, having that flexibility to work.
Five kids?
Yes, I do have five kids.
Wow.
But yeah, it gives me that flexibility.
That is a busy schedule.
So if somebody wants to get hold of you and learn more about you, how would they find you?
Yes, so my website is marymurphy.jhilburn, HILBURN.com would be probably the best way to find me.
Do you have a contact phone number?
Yes, 508-667-4547 would be my direct cell.
I want to thank you for being on the show. Maybe you will come back again, and you know, if you could send us some pictures, we'll post them for you as well. You'll follow up on that, Mr. BRM. Okay.
Glad
good
to do that.
Thanks for being
so
on the show today.
Me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And David, thanks for co-hosting with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I just want to know, is this your design or Mary's today?
Mine.
Okay, Mary, you're off the hook.
Oh, really? You didn't like it, huh?
No, just joking.
Great.
I thought the boot was nice.
Yeah, thanks.
But I told him, you know, if he's going to wear one boot, he should have done two boots and goose stepped in here.
Ooh, having worn a boot,
yeah,
I would opt for one. They're awfully hot in the summer.
Yeah, they're hot, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you're hot, all right. Yeah, you're hot, real hot, not. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.